Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Lou the Firewood Guy, and we have the, honor and pleasure to catch up with Lou. He's located at exit 15 in off the Northway in Saratoga. So I'm going to dig right in to the interview. What is your name and where are you located?
Well, I'm Lou the Firewood Guy Furon. I'm located in the town of Wilton, but the address is exit 15N of the Northway. From that Northway, we're 2 miles away, just past the Walmart and Friendly's in the mall. Got a great location here with a lot of Route 50 traffic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. How long have you been making firewood for?
Well over 20 years. It's my last hurrah. I plan on being here for another 20 years. It's my dream, and I produce good firewood to about 4,000 customers, 52 area restaurants, and a couple of cooking show personalities that I'm not allowed to mention.
I totally understand.
Okay, for obvious reasons.
But hopefully one day they'll get this interview, WOOC 105.3 FM,
yeah,
Troy,
yeah.
New York, yeah. The Sanctuary for Independent Media, and they'll be able to listen.
There you go.
So how has making firewood impacted your life?
Well, it certainly gives me some discipline. My day starts at about 4 a.m. and I work it right through to, I'm exhausted, around 9 to 11 p.m.
Wow, long day.
7 days a week, mm-hmm. 365 days a year. My last day off was June 28th, 2017.
Wow.
And we put a brutal schedule in. Mm-hmm. Winter's more intense than the summers, but summers are very busy with the cooking shows that we host, the restaurants we produce wood for.
Do you have staff that help?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's cyclical and seasonal, in the winter more than summer.
Okay. Yeah. Peak season, how many people do you employ? Because that means you're really making a difference.
Up to 18 in this respect. We have vendors that produce the wood out in the forest and bring it in for us here. Mm-hmm. So they're not really
all in the Adirondack area.
Your all wood Adirondack control. Firewood. I just have the best quality Adirondack firewood. Never anything out of an orchard. Orchard wood, like cherry or orchard apple, full of poisonous spray. You don't want to burn it to cook with it or even to smell it. It's not good.
Dangerous.
For you.
Dangerous.
So it is.
So I hear you are somewhat of a carpenter aficionado. What made you get into that?
Well, we in the firewood business, you deal with a lot of wood and a lot of logs. And I saw logs that were just too beautiful to harvest in the firewood. So we take them to a mill and have them sawn into very rustic tabletops, countertops, bar tops, mantles for fireplaces. We do a lot of work for weddings where they take these, we call them cookies, they're round discs like a checker but big, 8, 10, 12, 14 inches in diameter. And the weddings use those as table settings for their plates on top of the wooden dishes. Cherry's wonderful for that. It's a beautiful color to cherry. Wild red cherry is just outstanding when it's there on a nice white tablecloth.
Great.
With the flowers, the cookies, or the cake, and everything on it.
So how has your gift of making firewood made a difference in the community?
Well, first of all, we are eye candy. When people go by here, you'll hear people blow the horn.
I like that, it is, because I love bonfires.
Yeah, well, it's eye candy where we have all these wooden carvings, chainsaw carvings, funky little situations where we just put up a huge dream catcher out there, 5 foot in diameter, hanging out over Route 50. We're getting a lot of thumbs up online over that. We have a website, of course, and we're on Facebook, and people comment all the while. If you get onto our Facebook comments, you're going to find out that 99.9% of them all are thumbs up, and they're very happy with our service.
Well, that's what we're going to close out with. I want you to let people know how they can reach you. So in the meantime, let me move to my next question. Do you have any plans for the future that are significant?
I'm going to be right here for the rest of my life. That's my plan.
Great plan. Yeah. Great plan. What are some of your goals for being right here for the rest of your life?
Well, stay healthy.
Amen.
This is my health club.
Right.
Oh, when my boy,
I'm sure you get plenty of exercise
every
doing
day,
this.
Every day. Whether sawing wood or stacking wood, we call it piling wood, or raking the grounds or driving the trucks. My days are never boring. They just always fly by. Before you know it, it's dark, and I've got my bookkeeping to do at dark, 9, 10, 11 o'clock
sun
at night.
Sun up, sun down.
It's every day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. We are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So who's some of your biggest supporters in this business?
Well, supporters in the way of nice people like you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We're always visited by the newspapers. You look on our walls, and you'll see the write-ups by Times Union, Schenectady Gazette, Saratogian.
Oh, wow.
Spectrum great. Comes in here once a year and does a documentary. Nice people like you, of course. Now, this is a new territory for me, but you're always welcome. I get a lot of support from my customers. They always are saying very nice things about me online, and that's my applause.
I believe a good reference is the highest form of a compliment.
Well, I agree with that.
Yes. So where'd you go to school at, and who were some of your role models?
I was educated at Colony Central High School in Colony, New York. Bosh, you know that one, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I have family that attended Colony High School.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, I did it many years ago. I was the first complete graduating class when we moved into the high school. It was brand new. I had a short stint with Albany Business College.
Okay.
Great little story. I was told by my professor that I should save my parents' money and not go to college. And it's real good.
Well, look what happened, you know.
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
My professor agreed with the dean. I went into the business world, and in 4 years, the professor was working for me doing my accounting.
So let me end that particular question with, I am a firm believer, and I get in a lot of hot water when I say this, but because I believe in a formal education, and I promote that first and foremost, but college may not be for everyone, but making money is, Lou. Am I right or wrong?
I like that. Amen. Amen.
Yes. You know, I'll say that again. College may not be for everyone, but making money is, and you've did quite well for yourself. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yep. And where I'm going to lead into my next question. What were some of your hobbies growing up as a kid?
Well, I lived in a residential area, Bosch, but it was near a forest. And most of my day, when I wasn't in school or home doing my chores, was in the woods. I was either hunting or fishing or building forts or just hiking and bird watching. I'm just an outdoor naturalist. I love the outdoors.
Gun lover.
Gun lover. Gun lover. Gun respecter.
Huh? Ah, I like that. Yep. Gun respecter.
Yep.
Right. Because there's gun users and there's gun abusers.
Yep.
Right, right. And I definitely appreciate that. So before we end, is there anything else we should know about you, Lou?
Well, that I'm here 24 hours a day, ready for some more customers. We have 4,000 now, and we can certainly use more.
Okay.
We're here 24/7 at exit15n.com. Check me out.
And I'm going to promote you like the Gospel of Luke, all right, when I'm done. So now I want you to close out, tell everyone how they can reach you. And all the social media, everything.
Well,
so
we have a great Facebook.
What's that?
Exit15n.com is the website, and from there we'll lead you right to the Facebook. Facebook comments are always glowing. It's my applause. I work very hard to get compliments, and when I do get them, they're cherished.
They're cherished.
Yeah, they are.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Facebook, how about... you said Facebook. Was there any other
website? Is exit15n.com.
Exit15. Yep.
Get on
Lou,
that.
And Lou the Firewood.
Lou the Firewood guy.
Okay. Yeah. Now, real quick, there was another question I asked. I understand you are a available bachelor, right? That's on fire. Hint, firewood.
That's cute. That's cute. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, all my listeners and Made to Believe LLC Network, Lou the Firewood guy, exit 15 north, going up the Northway, right past Saratoga, is an eligible, willing, and able, healthy bachelor.
Yeah, it's
well, true. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you finally letting us catch up with you. I know you've been busy, and you've been so grateful and kind to carve out some room in your schedule for us to come up and do this interview. And don't be a stranger. All right.
Thanks, Bosch.
Yeah, really, you're a part.
Pleasure meeting you.
Okay, and I know you got to go, and I'm going to close out. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez's Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.